Well, boys and girls, as we continue through the alphabet, we come today to a letter we see very often, and it's the letter L. In my opinion, we don't see it often enough, but sometimes we see this letter in the back or the front window of a car for a learner driver. And if I had my way, there'd be in the cars of a whole lot of people who've been driving for 20 and 30 and 40 years because they frustrate me. I'm not even talking about my wife here. I'm talking about other people. And I think a lot of others should still have up an L plate because that will be helpful for us. But if you've got a Bible this morning, I want you to find for me a verse in the Old Testament, and it's in Isaiah 45, verse 22. So you find that for me and stand up and read it out. Isaiah 45, verse 22. Now, it doesn't take you that long to find a verse. Come on up on your feet and read it out. Where we go? Thank you very much. Boys and girls, I'm calling this today God's Important Announcement. We've just had the announcements for the church, haven't we? And Desmond comes faithfully, and he brings those announcements to us every Sunday morning and every Sunday night. And if other things crop up through the week, well, we make what we call announcements. But here is God's important announcement. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. Now God is speaking in Isaiah 45 to a heathen king by the name of Cyrus, a man who was the king of Persia. And God tells him that he's to be God's chosen instrument through which the children of Israel were going to be delivered from their captivity. Now Cyrus was the chosen instrument, but he wasn't the one who was going to deliver them. It was God. God was going to speak to his rebellious people, a people who had once obeyed his word, a people who had once followed God's ways, but they had fallen into sin, they had turned their backs on God, they had gone into captivity, and God was going to deal with them again, and God was going to deliver them and cleanse them from their sin. But if they were going to be delivered, I'll use another word, if they were going to be saved, then they had to turn from that sin, and they had to turn to God, and they had to come back from their wicked ways, and they had to follow God and follow God alone. Boys and girls, you and I are living in a world, and you've heard me say this before, but I'll continue to say it for the simple reason that I see it now across billboards and everywhere else when they're introducing certain things. We're being told that always lead us back to God. That's not what the Bible says. If you and I want to be saved, the Bible says that neither is there salvation in any other. And it's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And if you and I are going to be delivered from our sin, it has to be in God's way. And that is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and coming by way of the cross. And God says today, you have got to look to me. I'm the one who's made provision for you. I'm the only one who can save you. I have provided the means for you in the person of my own Son, the Lord Jesus. And if you're going to be saved, then you'll have to come to me. I'm sure we've all heard of Charles Spurgeon. If we haven't, I don't know where we've been, but often referred to as the Prince of Preachers. One dark day on the 6th of January, way back in 1856, that's even way back before me, he made his way to a little primitive chapel in Colchester, And this young man, having been brought up in the gospel, he knew it inside out, but he had never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, because up to this moment of time, he had never understood what God had asked of him. He came to the meeting. It was a very bad day. There was snow on the ground. And because it was a very bad day, people couldn't travel, and the preacher didn't turn up. So one of the deacons got up, and the deacon, he took the meeting, and he took Isaiah 45:22 as his text, and he just got up and he said, "Look unto me and be you saved." Not me, he said, but look to God and God can save you. And Spurgeon sat and he listened to this deacon as he spoke on that text time and time again, just repeating what the Bible actually said, because the man himself said he was no preacher. And Spurgeon later on referred to him as a very insignificant wee man. But here's what Spurgeon said. "I saw at once the way of salvation. I knew not what else he said. I didn't take much notice of it. I was so possessed with this one thought. I'd been waiting to do 50 things. But when I heard that word, look, what a charming word it seemed to me." You see, boys and girls, there are many people doing all kinds of things in order to be saved. I've met people who are most sincere, but sincerely wrong, who believe that reading the Bible will get them to heaven, who believe that going to church will get them to heaven, who believe that being down on their knees will get them to heaven. I've met people who have climbed mountains and have gone up on their knees believing that doing something will get them to heaven. But this is a very important announcement, and it comes directly from God to your heart and mine today. God says, "Look unto me and be you saved." All he wants you to do is look in faith to the one who died on the cross for our sins, and to do as he asked these people to do, to turn from those sins and to put their faith and their hope and their trust in God. And you and I must do the same. If you believe, as many do today in our world, that all roads lead to God, you're greatly mistaken. God says, "Look unto me and be you saved." It only takes a look of faith, and the moment you do so, you will be saved.